4 years ago, it was Black Monday. The Dow Jones average fell 508 points. It was the largest one-day percentage drop since before World War I.
That seems like a good sign for today, doesn't it, Jamie Meredith? Wow.
Yeah, happy anniversary, everybody. That the 508 point doesn't sound like a lot today, but that was 22%. That was almost a quarter of the value just in one day. That was what we like to call in the industry a bad day. But the markets didn't quite repeat that, although the Dow was down yesterday. The markets were mixed. NASDAQ had a solid 0.8% gain, and a downgrade of Disney helped keep the Dow in negative territory. S&P split the difference, gaining 0.3%. Oil interest rates pulled back a bit. Oil still really high. Right now, oil is up 1% from yesterday, in $83 a barrel, highest level in a very, very long time. Economic data was light yesterday. Industrial production had a big miss, but it didn't move the markets too much. Effects of Hurricane Ida was pushing that down. Industrial production is still being hampered also by supply shortages. The NAHB housing market index did increase, which is good. Today we'll get more housing data with building permits and housing starts. USA Today yesterday released a report highlighting some goods that can be short in grocery stores. So if you like these goods, stock up. They include Ben & Jerry flavors, carbonated drinks, chicken, coffee, diapers, fish sticks, frozen meals, Heinz ketchup packets, Marine calendars, pot pies, McCormick, gourmet spices, a whole lot of things are staples maybe. So don't want to do a rush on the grocery store. But if you need some of those things, you may want to stock up ahead of the holidays because they could be a little bit light. Futures are higher despite the anniversary of Black Monday. Dow futures are up 136 points. NASDAQ futures up 53 points. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
You know what the problem is, Jamie? People are People are buying too much stuff.
Well, you know, I heard that.
Because they're buying too much.
Yes. I guess that is, well, technically true. I think it's a little deeper than that.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, Jamie, have a great day.
Have a good one, guys.
Your Money and You Morning Report with Heffron Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.